You know, the last five, six, 7 minutes were it was that's what you pay the admission for, Schulte.
They owned you guys in the faceoff down in the third period. That started the vast majority of their offense there in the, late in the third, didn't it?
Well, it did, and I thought we had good territorial advantage, quality scoring chances the first two periods. At the third period, they were the better hockey team. We did, we, you know, we got the one goal, which was big on the power play. And then, you know, then Bits made his money. Bits earned a scholarship. Bits earned a scholarship the last 3 minutes.
He may be sending you a bill for more, the way those two saves were, especially. Your power play scores four goals on the weekend. You move the puck so darn well. Is your power play even better yet on Olympic size ice when you got moved to work?
It is. It is. We can space it out better. If they, you know, they get aggressive, we can play underneath them. It is. There's no question. It's, you got to watch being too aggressive on Olympic ice. You know, the way then they softened up, and we were allowed to roll a little bit. But when Jerry can roll, he's got that, you know, he's got that available ice. It sure helps the way he can shoot the puck.
Well, I don't care if he's got any space at all with that shot.
Yeah.
There was no chance anybody was making that save, was there?
Well, you saw it better than I did, but I mean, it looked like a missile, you know, from the bench.
Justin Beaudry with two goals on the weekend. If you can get offense out of him, you got a lot of things going your way, don't you?
Well, we want to get more offense out of our defensemen, so that's it was nice to see that happen. I mean, take a look at Fairbanks. I mean, between Woods and Fry, I think they got 9 or 10 already, mm-hmm. You know. So it helps, boy, if you can have a couple of defensemen getting some goals. You know, it's huge. I mean, you'd love to have your D-Corps get 25 goals. I mean, if they could get 25 goals in the year, your D-Corps, that's a pretty good, you know, that's a pretty good, you know, number for your D.
I thought your fourth line tonight, a bunch of guys with not a ton of experience. I thought that line, when they got out there, was able to, as you say, move the chains a little bit. They were getting pucks deep, weren't they?
Well, and Connor Braun-Malaski's got legs. He's got real good legs, and that you can see that tonight. He wins a lot of foot races, and he's strong. And I thought, again, that he did a good job right there as far as, again, he just got to people, and he got the pucks.
We got a plane to catch. We'll see you in a bit.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers 3-2 winners.